is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We just made it. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours. 2 hours right here from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. Frank Underhill's with us. Tom's at the controls. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you.
Hey, Frank, my mom, I'm going to tell you a quick story before we get into our thoughts of the day. My mom is about 90 years old, and she lives at the farm with us. And a few days ago, she said, Vincent, she kind of looked very seriously at me. She said, what are you doing? And I said, what do you mean, Mom? She says, what are you doing to your face? And what is all this? And I said, oh, Mom, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready to have my picture taken. Every 5 years, you need to have your driver's license renewed in the state of Missouri. I mean, if you want to have one. And I choose to have one. It makes it a little easier for me to get around. So I'm growing a beard. And I've got this, I kind of look like one of those Hollywood actors who is disheveled and, you know, looks really scruffy. And that's what I look like, Frank. So I'm getting ready to go to the meetup tonight. And last week, people are looking at me like, what's wrong with you? What are you doing? What happened to you? And some people I explained to that, you know, I'm getting ready to go for my driver's license picture, and I want to make sure that, you know, I'm of the right appearance to help them as much as possible. So I'm growing as much facial hair as I possibly can, and I believe it's my old skiing injury that's acting up, and I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it into the driver's license office without DMV, without my walker. So I've got this walker in the basement, and if somebody can bring it up for me, I'm gonna probably need that to get in there, and I'm gonna be all hunched over to get my picture taken. So those are my thoughts about, you know, cooperating with the system. So I'm gonna, you know, when you have those walkers, and if you don't have them adjusted right, they're really low. So you kind of hunch over. And, I'll bet you it's going to lower my height by 6 to 8 inches. So that's what's going to happen. When I go in, it's going to be my skiing injury. And I really, have you ever been skiing, Frank?
Yeah, lots of times.
Really? I've never been. But I think it's my skiing injury that's going to be acting up. But anyway, that's where I'm headed with my driver's license picture. And, you know, these guys are spying on us every way they possibly can. And this is just my little way of helping them out and cooperating with the system. So those are my thoughts for the photograph. So Frank, I was looking at silver prices, and I was looking at gold. And a little while ago, gold was $1,352.90. Silver was $2,258. And the interesting thing is, silver dollars, about 75% silver, about, are still selling. Just okay silver dollars, between $30 and $32 a piece. So the premiums are not down yet, Frank. They're still holding. People still want the precious metal. They don't...
Well,
go ahead.
They do, yes, and you know, you're looking even here. You're seeing now people are wanting to buy junk silver, junk gold, and scraps and turn it into cash. There's a new ad and says that what's in your wallet or what's hiding, what money is hiding in your house.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. So let's talk about gold. What do you think?
Well, I think what you're seeing are currencies are moving up. The greenback is going lower. There looks like a downward trend on the dollar forming here. And I think if this continues on, it's going to help gold out even more. And I think for silver people, just be patient. Silver will have a move, and you will start to see people jumping in it. Like this morning, metals markets are sideways, but like silver here at $22 an ounce spot, you know, in my mind, that's like giving it away. I don't know what the you know, the cost to mine silver are, but I think that the you know, silver here has been at these levels for quite a long time right now, and it hasn't had quite the move that gold has had. But again, gold is dollar related. But I think silver, I think just be patient with it. I think it, and when it moves, it'll move quickly.
Well, I really like silver, Frank. I really do. And as I've said many, many times, my favorite is the silver dollars. And there seem to be a lot of people who feel the same way. They're easily recognized. They're heavy. They're large. They're unusual in today's currency. There's, you know, you don't really handle things as physically large as a silver dollar in terms of types of currency. I really like them, and I just buy them and put them away in a safe place, and I just keep them for the family, and hopefully I'll never have to cash out and you know, get rid of them and turn them into other tangible, you know, goods that I might need to buy food or something. But the plan is, it's private, it's durable. It really holds its value, and to me, it's a no-brainer. Just keep accumulating them over time, and the cost in Federal Reserve notes is reasonably low, as you said. So Frank, as we look at the world economy, let's talk about foreign currencies. What do you see happening there?
I see currencies moving higher. And I say that is because you're not hearing bad news coming out from Europe anymore. About the pigs all the time, and you don't hear about them anymore. And as a matter of fact, you know, you can look on any, you know, periodical and not even see Europe even mentioned. However, you do see the euro moving upwards to $1.36. And what happens when Europe gets together, obviously you see it. You know, you don't hear anything about Greece anymore. You don't hear anything about Spain, Ireland, Portugal. And the euro has gone up. The euro, I think, sold down to like 125, 126, and now it's up to 136 on the dollar. So you're seeing it, obviously, forge ahead substantially in such a short period of time. But again, that's currencies. They trade very quickly.
Frank, as you talk about foreign currencies, obviously we're going to have to relate what's happening in this spying world, the NSA spying on the heads of over 30 nations. You know, they've got to be absolutely furious with us. I mean, they've got to be as furious as we are with the NSA and our government. I mean, if we were in meetings with, the heads of Germany and Spain and Mexico, they've got to be saying, who do those Americans think they are, spying on us, recording our conversations? Kind of like what we're saying here about our own government spying on us. When we put that into context, Frank, what do you think that is going to do to the confidence in the dollar and the use of the dollar as a reserve currency? Do you think that these other nations are going to say, let's just throw them overboard? Those lousy Americans, you can't trust them. You can't trust them to just not spy on us. You can't trust anything about the Americans.
Well, that word that you just mentioned is a very big word. And, you know, even I was surprised to see that the U.S. is spying on NATO allies. Now, look, this goes on all the time, but, like, to the high level that it went to, like, actually spying on the Reich Chancellor's cell phone call, that's pretty low. But, you know, but that also goes on, you know, they spy here in America as well. I was at a little get-together yesterday, and we're talking about the spying and the Illuminati and the Bilderbergs and the Foreign Relations Council, how they are really globalizing this country and turning it. And these are working people. These aren't, you know, high money waging, high earning people. These are people that work, either they have their own, you know, business, or they work for somebody else. But, you know, they all share, they're from different backgrounds, but they all share the same concerns.
Frank, there's a report on the internet right this minute, and it says that the United States, in the period of 1 month, tracked over 60 million phone calls. In Spain, we tracked over 60 million phone calls in Spain in the period of 1 month. Not the United States. We're monitoring phone calls in Spain. What business do we have monitoring private phone calls in Spain? What business is it?
No business. I don't even know anybody in Spain. And I think for a lot of the American people, they feel the same way, too. Like, what did they ever do to us?
Yeah. Spain isn't that big of a country. I mean, there's over 300 million of us here in the United States. And not every one of us has a phone. And not every one of us is an adult. You know, we still have children. Now, that are probably not making phone calls. I mean, very young children. So the point is, and senior citizens don't use the phone as much as, you know, those of us middle-aged types. But the point is, 60 million phone calls have been intercepted and tracked in the space of 1 month by the NSA in Spain. It's an outrage. And these countries have got to be furious with us. Frank Underhill, Vinfinelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods... you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So here we have a spy scandal. We've got phone calls being recorded all over the world by the NSA. I'm not sure exactly why they think they need to do this, but it seems like a lot of what is happening is right out of Adolf Hitler's playbook. Spying, the SWAT teams, the armored vehicles. You know, when the police come in and give you a ticket, they can't come with one cop. They've got to come with three or four, multiple cars, gauntlets. And they come in force. And when the SWAT teams come in the middle of the night, as I thought they were, actually I thought they were here on Saturday night. I really did. The dogs were barking. We have multiple layers of security here at the farm. And I thought that, that sounds like an alert from the outer perimeter. Then the next layer started barking. Then the next layer started barking. Now all the layers are barking, and they're barking in the middle of the night. Well, in the wee hours of the morning. I thought, man, oh, man, they're here. And all of a sudden they stopped barking. All of them stopped at the same time. I thought, oh, man, they killed all of our dogs. And I thought we were in for the firefight of our lives. And I'm not exaggerating. But it was a false alarm. So thankfully, we didn't have that firefight over the weekend. But I thought they were here. Now, Eric Snowden, some people might think he's committed treason. Some people might think he's a traitor. I don't think so. Tom, our engineer, is with us. And, Tom, you've got some thoughts on Eric Snowden. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've got two thoughts, really. One is, and I didn't bring this up, but I'd like to now. If we knew about, or if the European government...
Is Tom with us?
Sorry, there you go.
There we go. Okay, go ahead, Tom.
My bad, Frank. And so if all these European governments knew that... the people of their of their countries were being spied on, why are they getting all upset when it's them and not their people, the people that they represent? And then the other thought is, if you're so upset about being spied on by us, wouldn't you want to give asylum to the person that gave you the information to make this educated decision to sit down and discuss this with the United States? Or, I mean, the whole reason why we know about it. And nobody seems to be bringing up this fact. And he's on a limited time span for staying in Russia before his asylum's done there. And I don't know if I'm not opposed to Russia. I think it's an interesting country. But I don't know if I'd really want to stay there given the current situation. And I think it's kind of messed up that no other country really wants to just say, hey, Snowden, you're cool. Come on over. We got your back. Nobody's saying that. And I think that's a real problem with the with all that's going on in Europe right now. And it needs to become a serious discussion topic.
Frank, you have some thoughts on that?
Well, my thought is this. I don't think what he did was really wrong. I think what he did was he has a conscience, and I don't think anyone should be persecuted for their conscience, especially if there's law breaking. And what happened with the whistleblower rule? And, you know, you never hear of Canada spying on neighbors. You never hear of England spying on friends. You never hear of Germany or France or Italy or Australia or allies. And for this, and what gets me is they have all these committees that, you know, intelligence committee, reform and oversight committee. Well, how come none of these people, you know, they're talking about heads rolling on Obamacare. Why aren't heads rolling in the intelligence level? Like, how did this breach happen, and how did they get away with it? If anyone should be in trouble, it should be the overseers of this employee of the NSA or the contractor, whoever he was. You know, where are those heads rolling?
And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that. I think that when you look at Fukushima and you look at the destruction of the planet by the failure of the nuclear reactor, by the design, by General Electric, I think heads should roll, starting with the top, the head of General Electric, and work downward to everyone who was involved in approving that design. And in that same light, I think the same thing should happen with the NSA, starting with the head of NSA, working downward and then working upward to the removal of the president. I'm Vincent Finelli. Frank Underhill. Tom's with us, engineering the broadcast. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'd like to remind you, we have a meetup tonight. Meetup tonight at Ziggy's. 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Sam Bushman's going to be on stage, center stage. We're going to be doing a live teleseminar. He's in Utah, but he'll be connecting with us via teleseminar. He's going to be talking about the media, how it works, and how you can make it work for you. So if you're a listener to talk radio programs and that show that you like takes calls, you can learn how you can get right past your call screener and get on the air very quickly and make your point. There are secrets. There are secrets to making that happen. And he's going to reveal what they are. Sam Bushman's a broadcaster with 20 years experience. He is a close friend of mine. He's been to the Get Prepared Expo, and he's been to the meetups. I've been on his broadcast. He's on my broadcast many times, and we are close friends. As a matter of fact, this is a riveting, riveting presentation. So if you're in the area, if you can make it, Ziggy's tonight, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. The seminars are free, and you're all invited. Unless you're a government employee, if you are, we'll require a photo ID. And if you are a politician, you are not welcome. You are not welcome if you're a politician. We're talking with Frank Underhill. Tom's with us. Tom is our engineer at Genesis. And Tom brought up some very interesting points about Eric Snowden. Specifically, we're talking about all this spying that's going on worldwide. The NSA is part of it. We are listening, watching, what, 60,000 phone calls. I'm sorry, 60 million phone calls have been monitored and tracked from from NSA. In Spain, we are listening to 60 million phone calls in Spain in 1 month. 1 month. And so, Tom, you had some good points about Eric Snowden. And who's protecting Eric Snowden? Please continue.
Oh, one of my other thoughts is why else would Russia, of all places, decide to get in there and say something about it? I mean, it took them a while, but they ended up doing it, and I don't think that the U.S. is the only one with a spy program. I don't know anything or have any proof to say otherwise, but, I mean, if the U.S. is so worried about it and they're claiming national security, then the only thing I could think is Russia and China have booming economies and massive internet, so why wouldn't they also have a similar, probably not as astute or as widespread, but they probably have a one, and that would be a great reason for President Putin to say, okay, whoa, your whistleblowing is going to start getting my people to say, hey, Putin, why wouldn't you do this? We want to know if you're watching us. And, I mean, that very well could be a main reason for stopping him. Also, another thing is there's a worm out there that's been out there since December 2008, approximately, is when it was found. It's called Conficker. And it's just a little worm that goes in and hides inside your computer. And as of February 2009, Microsoft offered a $250,000 reward for the identity of the Conficker author. And it was believed sometime around then that the author was in Ukraine, because that was the computers that it was told not to attack, because Ukraine has a international law for internet saying, you know, we don't care about hackers so long as you don't hack us. And so that's a very good possibility that somebody was hiding there. And Conficker has been going strong since, and it has changed names, and you actually, if you can find the timeline, just type in Conficker, C-O-N-F-I-C-E-R, and they've actually got the timeline there, if you Google that, if you feel safe doing that, I guess. And right around 2009, you see a lot of activity happening there, and that's about the time that the NSA started stepping up. So there very well might be other things going on that we're not aware of. I'm not defending the NSA. I think that them tracking everybody is absurd, and that is overbound paranoia, which is a problem with pretty much all extremely large governments. But yeah, that I just want to point out that there are others out there that are in this that we aren't bringing up, and we need to start thinking about these things in terms of what is really going on behind our backs that we're not hearing about, that we don't know about yet. And I don't know, it's interesting to me watching the world change. And I'm kind of excited to be part of the generation that is part of this.
Well, let's talk about that.
It's changing quickly. It's changing very quickly. Like, you work with technologies and production and so forth, and it must be changing very constantly, and you have to keep up with all the latest in gizmo gadgets, messaging, transmitting, and whatnot. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And then let's look at what the United States did. So the United States is caught spying on the heads of states, over 30 of them. And instead of saying, you know what, we're going to have to look into it. Geez, we're really sorry. This is pretty serious. I hope this isn't true. You know, some kind of a cover story. Instead of doing that, what the United States does is they threaten, over the weekend, they threaten the countries who we have been spying on. And they say, look, I'll tell you what, you guys better be careful, because if you don't knock it off, then all these secrets about you, your innermost secrets, will come to light. So we spy, NSA spies on these foreign countries, and then we threaten the foreign countries who are outraged at our spying by telling them that, you know what, secrets may come out about you, your most deep, dark secrets may become worldwide knowledge. So that's how we respond. So when you think about the United States and you think about how can we get away with this? And why aren't foreign countries welcoming Eric Snowden? I think the reason, or the reasons, are because of the heavy-handed tactics that the United States uses against everybody. Little countries, we go beat them up for their oil. We take out heads of state, even though we've agreed with all the nations in the world that we would never do that. We would never assassinate a head of state. But somehow we go and bomb their countries and use drones to take them out. We're pretty heavy-handed. And it's the same tactics that the United States uses on us in our homes. When they invade our homes with SWAT teams. Heavy-handed tactics. As a matter of fact, I'm so outraged at some of the tactics that are used. One of our instructors, Aaron Brummett, a pastor, was arrested. One of USAPrepares.com instructors was arrested. And he was hauled off to jail for preaching on the street. And there's a broadcast about that, and you can listen on the archives. And when they put him in handcuffs, they didn't just put him in a handcuff with a chain between the two handcuffs. They put him in these hinged handcuffs where you absolutely, positively cannot move your hands. You can't move your hands. You can't move your arms. They cause nerve damage. They are devices of domestic torture. I'm so outraged that I would like to have a bill introduced, and I'll introduce it myself if I have to. And it goes something like this. Missouri bans the use, manufacture, and ownership by any governmental agency, entity, person, or associate of devices, including but not limited to hinged handcuffs, pepper spray, tasers, sound cannons, water cannons, electromagnetic and electronic wave devices, and any other similar device. Violation is a Class A felony, which requires not less than 10 years in jail. These handcuffs are torture. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We are absolutely out of control what we're doing to individuals, spying on everybody on the planet. It's time to dump our smartphones. Frank?
Well, I don't have a smartphone, so I don't have one to dump, and that's for the very reason that you talk about. I have a dumb phone, basically. It's the same phone I've had for like 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I avoid all technology when I go in and pay my bill or have to get something taken a look at on the phone. Oh, you're entitled to an upgrade, free upgrade. Listeners, don't buy it.
I was going to say, I actually have had both the iPhone and the Android, and just from their cheap manufacturing, I don't approve of them. I've had the cheap little brick phones last me much, much longer, and they're way cheaper. And actually, right now, I don't even have a phone because they just keep breaking on me. It's kind of the plight of being a maintenance man, but also, if you can't make something that lasts, why bother having one? I just get a landline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a landline at the farm, and, you know, people get annoyed with me because they say, I called you and you didn't answer, and I go, well, do you think I have my cell phone with me at all times? I don't. As a matter of fact, we have a new policy at the farm. The cell phone remains under a covered plastic dish. Okay? And actually, it's like one of those freezer containers, like what you might put leftovers in the freezer in, one of those semi...
Tupperware?
Yeah, there you go. You can see through it. You can see through it. But what would happen is when they turn on our phone to listen to our conversations in the family at the farm, it will be distorted because the cell phone signals can get in through the Tupperware, if you will, but the sound will be muffled. And we keep the cell phone way out of the way where we are. And I suggest you all do that to minimize your electromagnetic radiation exposure from having that cell phone in your pocket, but also to prevent those government thugs, those spies, those cretins, those misfits, those lowlifes, I mean, we can go on and on, from listening in. Who do they think they are? And when we come back, I've got some thoughts about the music industry. And I've got some thoughts about software piracy and the relationship of those industries to what our government's doing. When we come back, we'll talk about it.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why
are
you God, you're
take my when you go to the PC for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank Underhill's with us. Tom's engineering the broadcast. He's joining us. Meet up tonight. Ziggy's, Sam Bushman's going to be with us. Spying. The spy industry. The NSA. It's big business. Now, years ago on many radio stations, you would hear advertisements talking about piracy. Theft. Software, the software industry was running these anti-piracy commercials, like turn in your family, turn in your friends, turn in your coworkers, turn in your neighbors. It's wrong to copy software. Okay. The music industry jumped all over Napster, beat Napster up, beat up a whole bunch of companies who were involved in sharing music. They said it was wrong. So we have the piracy in the music industry. We have the piracy in the software industry. And now our government, who is working with the software industry and the music industry, is doing exactly to us what they're telling you not to do. They are listening in to your conversations. They are recording them. They're keeping them. They're stealing them. It's piracy. It's piracy. It's immoral, and it's illegal, and it's wrong. And regardless of what they say the law is, it's wrong. It's wrong to steal our conversations. It's an invasion of our privacy. Now, I was on another radio broadcast this morning, and I was talking with Sam Bushman about, so you have a cocktail party, the way we did in the 1960s, and the neighbors would come over, and the husbands and wives would come over, and let's say it's a cool weekend evening, Friday evening, let's say, and the ladies have their long coats, the gentlemen have their coats, the ladies have their pocketbooks, and they go in the spare bedroom, and they get laid out on the bed in the spare bedroom so that they don't get wrinkled. But then someone goes in there and feels in every pocket, see what's in every pocket of every coat, and opens up every person's pocketbook and sees what's inside. Would that outrage any of us? I submit to you that every one of us would be outraged. Now, why are we not outraged at what's going on with our phone calls, our emails, our texts, our tweets? The piracy by the United States government, the NSA. Why are we not outraged? We should be outraged. I can't believe how complacent we are. Tom, you had some thoughts?
About piracy, I've got quite a few different views, but my particular one is that piracy usually spans from injustice for the people. I mean, it started off with sailors that were treated like garbage and given horrible pay, and so they band together and got their own ship, and, you know, if you can eat well and drink well, if your life is going to be short either way, you might as well live well. And that's basically what piracy was. And since the days that term was coined for that, Benjamin Franklin was a pirate because of his free press. He took literature and published it for the people. And so as long as it's for the good of the people and education, I'm all for it. And including, like, let's say you've got your favorite Lassie episode or something, and you bought a box set, and you lost it, that one disc with your favorite episode. Do you really want to go buy the whole box set to get the whole thing back? I think that's unjust. And if they said, hey, you lost your favorite episode, we'll give it back to you for, you know, 50 cents because your box set was $60, I might consider it. They can make that 50 cents for the transfer fee or the technology that gives it to me, but I'm not going to go buy the whole box set again. And if they give me a cheaper, free option, I'm taking it.
There you go. Tom, we come back. Let's continue a little bit of this discussion. Frank Underhill's with us. UnderhillSecurities.com. UnderhillSecurities.com. Frank Underhill, trusted advisor to Bob Chapman. We're talking about theft. We're talking about invasion of our privacy. And we're talking about it on the world stage, because at least 30 heads of state are absolutely furious with the United States. Spying, keeping records, probably for blackmail. We'll be right back after top of the hour commercials and news. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program, which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.